Oh, darling, don't. Don't be so nervous. Don't be afraid. You have nothing to fear from me. Well, maybe that's not strictly true because I am a vampire and you know I'm a vampire, so you're understandably nervous and maybe I should reassure you. Though I doubt it would help. But I'll do it anyway because I don't want you to worry unduly. I would never ever hurt you. Unless I had to. Unless I didn't have a choice. Unless you made me. And I would feel very bad about it. I would feel bad. I would apologize. I would definitely apologize eventually. Reassurance, not really my strong point. Sorry. I mean, I'm very, very sorry. Laughing. Not helping. Don't laugh. It's just, you're so adorable. I mean, look at you. You're trembling. That's rather endearing. Oh, darling, it just makes me want to get closer. To get so, so close. Close enough to feel you shiver and tremble. Hold you while you shake in fear and... That's not helping. I don't want this to be awkward. Though by its very definition, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. I mean, after all, a vampire's hunted you down and that's a little uncomfortable by nature. It's uncomfortable by its own nature. Because vampires are so unnatural. Vampires are things of legend, only I'm not a legend. Well, I am. I'm rather special, if I say so myself. I have a very dangerous reputation. Oh no, not the reputation that you know. It's so easy to play human. I'm rather good at it. I had you convinced. I was so harmless. So very pathetic. So soft and needy. So vulnerable. And you just had to help. You just couldn't help yourself. You're so nice. And I make that sound like a bad thing, but it's not. It's... human. It's mortal. It's disposable. It will fall away. It always does. Oh, what am I going to do with you? And I say that knowing exactly what I'm going to do. Don't worry, it won't hurt. It will hurt. It will be unpleasant. It's going to really sting. However, darling, after the pain, after the agony, after the disturbing amount of blood, it will be easier. It will be easier. It'll be clearer. It will just be so straightforward. It will be simple because it is so simple when you're a vampire. When you shared all of those mortal whims and complications. Oh, darling. You have such potential. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, I'm not going to let you go. Why would I do that? Why would I go to all of this effort and just let you toddle off? That's not going to happen. Darling, you're not dinner, see, that's a little bit of a lie. You're not dinner. You're feast, and I will feast. Oh, I am going to savor every drop of blood, every moment of pain, every scream of happiness. That was convincing. See, it was easy to play human when you weren't here, when you weren't done for, but now you are, and I don't want to play human anymore. I don't want to be soft and yielding, because that isn't really who I am. So complicated when you're mortal. When you're human, things are complex and messy and confusing and just slog. A real slog. Every day is exhausting because you're wading through the treacle of human emotion, and it's so unnecessary. You just need to be set free. But that has a price. There's a sacrifice involved. There's a trade. There is a change. You have such a big heart. You're so kind, so generous, and yet still, there's a darkness there. There is this raging darkness. This shadow that is so thick, a shadow that is hidden, that is concealed. And that shadow is who you really are. That shadow is your potential. Now, you can hide that shadow from mortals. You're good at hiding that shadow from mortals. You've had a lot of practice, but me? Oh, you couldn't hide it from me. I saw it, and I liked what I saw. I saw potential, and I keep saying that word. Why do I keep saying it? Because, darling, I'm going to let your shadow out. And that shadow is sharp and, oh, so deep. And freed of the complications of humanity. Freed of the mess of mortality. Oh, that shadow and I are going to have some fun. You see, my darling, my scared, trembling darling, you're going to die. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slaughter you, and it's going to be messy, the kind of messy that I unlive for. The kind of messy that I revel in. Not the mess of human emotions, but the mess of the feast. I'm going to feast on you. You're not dinner. You are everything. And in that feast, in that slaughter, there will come a change. There will come a shedding of humanity. A removal of mortality. You are going to be a vampire. And your shadow will sharpen. That shadow will be released. And I can't wait to dance with it. I can't wait to hunt with it. I can't wait to be with it. Because it is who you really are. I'm going to free you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to slaughter you. I'm going to change you. And you are just waiting. Because, darling, you are just waiting. You're anticipating. You are just pacing. Well, your shadow is. I can smell it. I can sense it. I can taste it. Oh, I am the key to a lock. And your death is... I can smell the dark, the inky black. Oh, I want it. I want you, the real you, the hidden, concealed you, the sharp you, the vampire you. Oh, darling. You have no idea, but I do. And I want. And what I want, I get. And I did not go to all of this effort to just be denied. Oh, darling, I didn't just hunt you. I played human for you. I lured you in. I caught your interest. I played sweet. And vulnerable and oh so needy. When you're the one that is needy, you need to be free, and I will free you. And there's no time like the present. Darling, don't run, don't run. Humans, so annoyingly fleeful. But don't worry, I'll catch you. And I will hurt you for this. Not that I want to, but you're making me do it. You're making me have to hurt you. Just like I hoped you would. Ready or not, darling, here I come, and oh, there you go. Permanently gone. Well, the human you ran away. The shadow will prosper. The shadow will hunt. The shadow will have fun. But first, you'll bleed. Oh, you'll bleed. And I will feast. I think that's enough of a head start. Ready or not, here I am.